The new FFA president ready to serve with today's accent on agriculture. Hello, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. The 79th annual state FFA convention wound up yesterday in Gatlinburg as the more than 2,500 members elected 8 new officers to guide the association for the next year. And as is the custom, when the new officers are announced, the very last name called of the 21 candidates was the new president. That went to Chelsea Doss of the Eagleville chapter.
The moment was completely exhilarating. As I was speaking with someone just earlier, I was on the brink of devastation or complete exhilaration, and luckily it was the latter. It was very exciting, and it was a moment I would not trade for anything.
Dahl says she wouldn't have had any success without her advisor, Bruce Haley, at the Eagleville FFA chapter, and also her family in Rutherford County.
My SAE, which is a supervised agricultural experience, is specialty animal care and production. I live with my family in the community of Christiana, Tennessee, which is also in Rutherford County. We raise and breed Irish setter dogs and market them across the country.
Doss was also the winner of the job interview contest at this year's convention, and she says she plans to attend Tennessee Tech University in the fall and major in agricultural education. The newly elected state sentinel, Cody Norton of the Spring Hill FFA chapter, follows in his father's footsteps as a state officer.
He put that drive and that dedication into my heart, and just for the love of the FFA, that's what he gave me. And I think that's just one of the greatest things that you could ever give anybody.
Cody's father, Dean Norton, served as state reporter in 1976 and national vice president in 1978. The other officers elected were Rebecca Clark of Munford as the West Tennessee vice president, Samantha Cobb of Lincoln County as the Middle Tennessee vice president, Michelle Mullins of McMinn Central as the East Tennessee vice president, Wesley Lyons of the Paris FFA chapter as treasurer, Lauren Rogers of Brighton as the state reporter, and Kelsey Ross of McEwen as the state secretary. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.